Listen and look. There is one example. Mrs. Dance is telling her daughter Sarah about the people in her office and about their different jobs. What job does each person do?
Hello, Mom. You look tired.
Well, we all had a busy day in our office today, Sarah. Lots of people came in with questions about buying and selling houses, and David had to read and write hundreds of answers to emails on his computer. He never stops working.
Can you see the letter E? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Who else works at your office now?
Well, a woman who's called Betty has just started. She's working hard, too. She has to take the photos of houses or flats that we're selling for people. It's a nice job, I think.
Yes, it sounds fun.
And William's always busy, too. He spends a lot of time on the telephone. He's very good at talking to people. If people get angry, he can make them happy again. He's very friendly.
And clever, too?
Yes, that's right.
And did you have any important meetings this afternoon, Mom?
Yes, Sarah. Mary made the meeting room look very nice. That's her job. She gets all the chairs ready. But she's got lots of other jobs, too, of course. She doesn't only do that. A student from the college started work today, too. He wants to learn all about business.
What's his name?
He's called Peter. We asked him to go to the post office to buy stamps and post all the letters. There were lots to carry, and it's a long walk there, so he was tired. He hasn't learned to drive yet. But the most important person in the office is Jane.
Why? What's her job?
She brings us our tea and biscuits. She's lovely. She comes and talks to everyone, too. She's very kind. But she doesn't clean the office. Someone else comes and does that in the evenings when we aren't there.
That's good.